I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes at night.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
What's it what blew your mind when you were a child? Here's one. Quicksand is everywhere. And you have to constantly be on the lookout and vigilant for it. Back in the day, we sincerely thought that any time you left the house, there was a 99% chance you might encounter a little quicksand.
Yeah.
It could be anywhere. Parks, playgrounds, the backyard. And after stumbling into it, you'd either be sucked underground with dinosaur bones, or if you were lucky, you would manage to pull yourself out to freedom with a tree branch or the help of a friend.
I will say, growing up, man, there was not a TV show you could watch where quicksand did not figure it into it at some point.
Always.
Yep.
Even in cartoons.
It didn't matter, man. Quicksand is everywhere.
If you weren't careful when draining a bathtub, you too could get sucked down the drain. Your grandparents lived in a world that was entirely black and white based on old photos right. Of grandparents in their youth. The only logical assumption is that color was not invented until at least the mid to late 20th century when your parents were alive.
That had to be a great moment for mankind.
It is amazing when they take those old photos and colorize them.
Yeah, you're like, oh crap.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else? Teachers live and sleep at school in their classrooms. People who died in movies, well, they actually died.
They're gone.
Mm-hmm. Dogs don't die. They go to a farm to live with other dogs and run through open pastures forever.
They still do, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what else here?
After they get both knees replaced.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll take care of that.
We usually take them to the farm, but, you know, it's 2019, so we charge you thousands upon thousands and prey on your emotions.
If you urinate in a pool, there's a special dye that will turn it bright red so everyone will know.
Has that ever been true?
No. Because I pee in the pool all the time.
Yeah. Cracking your knuckles will give you arthritis. What blew your mind when you were a child? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Caleb. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
So when I was young and all of my cousins, we were told by my grandfather that if you kiss your elbow, you will change genders.
You can't kiss your elbow.
That's the point.
And his story was that when he was a young lady, he managed to get around and kiss his elbow and now he's a grandpa.
Is that right? That's amazing.
And now there's probably about, well, I'm one of 40 grandchildren, and we all run around thinking that if you can kiss your elbow, that's...
Wait. Hang on. I'm sorry. You said you're one of how many?
There's 40 grandchildren.
40.
My grandparents had 8 kids.
And that averages 5 for each kid after that.
I'm one of 5, and then I've got a few cousins that are like 1 of 3.
Look, man,
but
when you have 8 kids, it's not elbows he's kissing. I'm going to throw that out there.
No, he's got another technique.
He might be kissing a lot of dry skin, but it's not on his elbow.
Obviously quite flexible. What blew your mind when you were a child? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Abby. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
Okay, so this is going to make me feel dumb, but I'm going to open up to you guys anyway.
You're in the tree.
We won't tell anyone.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. When I was like, this is till I was 15, we weren't really raised in a religious family, but I always thought Jesus was born in Bellingham.
Bellingham,
Washington?
Yes. And I just thought it was so cool that, like, I mean, our own home state, we got Jesus up in here. And
Hell yeah. We got Jesus up in here.
That's the slogan.
That should have been on a t-shirt.
We got Jesus up in here.
Up in here.
Yep, whoop, whoop. And it turns out he was not born in Bellingham.
Oh, spoiler alert.
I found that out when I was 15 and we went up there to visit.
He's from Spokane.
And
right. Jim Caviezel.
Yeah, my mom was like, you idiot.
Isn't that guy? Isn't that ironic? Isn't that guy from Washington too? The guy who played Jesus in a movie?
I don't know.
I think he is.
I think he's from Leavenworth. Jim, is it Caviezel or something? Like that?
I mean, Caviezel, they all wear Jesus sandals and stuff in Washington, so okay. We all look a little bit like Jesus. So, Jesus. I mean, maybe he's wandering around Seattle, right?
When
maybe
I was a Jesus kid, of Bellingham.
When I was a kid,
that.
I was told if you didn't believe in Jesus, you would die in a fiery hell and live there forever with the devil.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the working theory.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they're just trying to live scare the living hell out of you. Like, if you do anything wrong, you're going to hell. The other one was coal in your stocking even if it was April. You're like, you keep this up, man. Like, Christmas is just going to suck for you. That was a big threat back in the day.
Yeah, coal in your stocking. But to be fair, parents, think about this. He puts coal in your stocking. Yeah, that sucks. But inevitably, on Christmas Day, did you care about the stocking more than you cared about the gifts?
I didn't. No.
Like, look, man, if he's going to put coal in my stocking, I understand. That's a blemish on my record. Mm-hmm. That's how I took that. But if he's still leaving gifts, I'm cool.
Yeah. But that was the thing. If he left coal in the stocking, there was going to be no gifts.
Well, see, I didn't think all that through. I did not think that through, Ted.
I think growing up in my house, it was the disappointment stocking.
It was like a toiletry bag.
I'd go over to other people's houses, and they had all kinds of cool things in there. Candy, little Game
candy?
Boys. No.
You got to have. We never had toys, but there was candy. There might have been like a stupid little like roll the balls.
Nothing.
You know, like the handheld thing? It's got like five little,
yeah,
like
yeah.
little holes.
Like a pack of pencils for school or something.
I mean, you got to have an orange in there, too.
What?
Why?
I forget. But it's tradition.
It's a Florida thing.
Is it a tradition or is it a Smith tradition? Like, I've never heard of it.
I thought it was a Smith tradition, but then Taryn told me her family, and they know the actual reason behind it. I forget.
Okay. Yeah, I never got anything
I thought
like
it was
that.
Just a piece of fruit, but it's supposed
oranges
to be an orange.
Oranges and Christmas stockings.
And then when I got older, my mom started putting minis in it.
Oh, yes, really?
Here we go.
Yeah.
So first thing that pops up, oranges and Christmas stockings. Let's take a look. The holiday tradition may have started during the Great Depression, a time when many families couldn't afford to buy holiday presents and gifted the sweet and hard-to-come-by fruits instead. Waking up on Christmas morning and finding a fresh orange in your stocking was considered a luxury.
Kids, I know you're broke.
We were poor.
I know you've been eating dust soup, but I got you an orange for Christmas.
Okay.
Don't thank me all at once.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to brag, but like today I might just eat a navel orange on my own.
Mm-hmm. Not even Christmas. No.
Ballin'.
Ballin', yeah.
Let's see, another one. The tradition of Christmas stockings themselves stem from the story of St. Nicholas. St. Nicholas in the three bags of gold. I don't know if one of those
never
represents
heard this.
I don't know any of this crap either. All I know is that I was...
That's German.
Oranges were expensive. Mm-hmm. Oranges were a treat during the Depression.
Everything's a treat when the period of time you live in is called the Depression.
Oranges symbolize the season of giving. And, of course, there's tradition on there. I've never heard of that in my life.
Never. Not until right now.
What blew your mind when you were a child? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Quick shout out to Cooper.
Cooper.
Coop.
Yeah. Super Cooper.
Coop. All right, so this goes back when I was about 7 or 8 years old, whenever the family was driving down the road or whatever. I'd see these signs, and I didn't understand them. I couldn't understand how the people that put these signs up knew what they knew. And one day I'm driving down the road with my dad, just me and him, and I finally got up enough nerve to ask. I didn't want to sound like an idiot, but I finally asked him, Dad, how do they know if we're going the wrong way? He laughed for about 10 minutes, and then he explained to me about the right way and the wrong way on ramps and off ramps. And to this day, I can't drive by a wrong way sign and not get a little giggle out of it.
Well, you had to laugh, too, in trains, planes, and automobiles, because there's a car that pulls up to them at some point in time when they're driving, and they're going the wrong, you're going the wrong way, because they're going into traffic.
Yeah, they're on the wrong side of the highway.
And
right.
I think Steve Martin's quote was, how do they know where we're going?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, roughly the same
something
thing.
Like that. Yeah, exactly.
I told you my famous one with my brother was they were listening to a football game on the radio. Going left to right across the radio dial. And what if we were facing the other direction?
What if we sit on the other side of the stage?
And he's like,
never mind.
Never mind.
Yeah. I remember my cousin asked, we went by a pedestrian crossing sign. I don't remember how old he was, but he's like, why is everyone so worried about this religious group? So what are you talking about? It's like all these signs, pedestrian crossing. But I'm like, religious group? It's not a religion? I'm like, oh, but it's just somebody walking on the street. It's like, oh, I thought it was like a religious group. No idea why.
The other one, I was going to say, I was 19. If you've ever watched ACC basketball, it's famous for Duke, North Carolina, Wake Forest, NC State, right? All these games. And they talk about going down to play them. You got to travel down Tobacco Road. So my brother is just started dating his now wife, like a few months. She's from Wake Forest. We're driving down to Wake Forest. I know a girl down there. So they're going to have their fun. I'm going to go hang out. And about 30 miles outside of Winston-Salem, I go, hey, Amy, when are we getting on the Tobacco Road?
Oh, jeez.
And they're like, that's not real. It's just like a saying. I was like, and you know me. I was like, hang on now. I watch a lot of sports. Pretty sure there's a road that all these universities are on.
Tobacco Road.
Yeah. My buddy James, we used to go to Pittsburgh all the time just because there was something to do. And there was this one bridge and it said open joints on bridge.
Right.
And he's always like, we're going to wait till we get to the bridge.
Yeah, right.
And as soon as we got there, you know, he starts smoking every time. It's just tradition.
Yeah.
What blew your mind when you were a child? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Jennifer. Welcome to the men's room.
Well, hola.
Hola.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing good,
Wonderful.
Jennifer. Thank you. My good, rash good. Is gone.
Okay. So here's the weird thing that blew my mind. I did not know until probably third grade that parents slept in the same bed.
Well, where did you think they slept?
Well, okay, so one, my dad always slept on the couch. I just, either he got in trouble a lot, or I don't know.
Did he snore bad?
Are your parents still married?
No, hell no.
Well, that answers the question. Your dad was in the doghouse constantly. That's why your parents aren't married anymore.
When did you discover that they sleep in the same bed?
Because the couch is not comfortable for nights on end.
Well, I mean, he's blaming on back problems, and then I turned 20, and...
Hello?
There we go.
So how long did they stay married, Jennifer?
And she's gone.
Okay.
She's gone. As you say, that sounds like a personal problem for her.
I think we've already figured this out.
No, I was saying, there's one of two things. Exactly. Snoring or the other.
He didn't snore. Okay.
No, but he did come in last night at 2:30.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Smelled like vanilla.
Still to come, the return of Who Sucks Less. The word goes to the diner. And we've got your emails coming up next in the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Still to come, Who Sucks Less? And we'll drink and toast with a shout of the day. First time for a few emails from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got
our question, what blew your mind when you were a child? A few from today, guys. Let's see here. When I was about 12 or 13, some of the older kids were telling me the average male only has about 10,000 orgasms in a lifetime. I was like, hell, I only have about 10 left at the most. When I was about 5 or 6, my mom went out with my aunt and I went to my grandmother's so she could watch me for the night. My mom and my aunt came back later on that night, and when she came home, I showed my mom the coloring book that I'd been working on and was excited that I stayed in the lines. My mom said, I'm sorry, I can't see the lines. I asked why, and before she could respond, my aunt replied, because she had too much crap. I was such a gullible kid, I didn't figure out until I was 25 that mom and aunt were drunk. When I was a kid, my grandma told me to never touch the bleach jug because bleach melts your skin off. I never questioned this and spent the next 25-ish years avoiding bleach like the plague.
That's not a bad thing.
I drink a shot
every morning.
Yeah, stay away from bleach.
When I was 12, I figured out that my uncle Dude was neither my uncle nor was his name Dude. I rocked my whole world. Still love him and call him Uncle Dude.
Uncle Dude.
That's from Carly. Call me Uncle Dude.
This is Uncle Dude, kids.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like something a stoner would say if they were caught by a family, like doing something like, listen, Uncle Dude, like, I'll get out of here as soon as I'm out of here.
When I was maybe 4 years old, I asked my stepdad why my sister did not have the same thing between her legs that I did. And he said he cut it off because she wouldn't eat her vegetables.
Oh, Jesus.
Harsh.
Eat that broccoli or daddy will cut off your penis.
I had to be around 3 years old. I was wondering why I could see the sun wherever we went. My mom told me the sun followed me because I was so cute.
Oh, isn't that? She's a liar.
Let's see here. Growing up, I was a picky eater like most children, but I was 10 times worse. Couldn't get me to eat anything except the classics, macaroni and cheese or chicken. So my parents would tell me that pork chops were flat chicken. I guess we ate a lot of pork chops in our household. Since this memory is so clear, they told me that until I was about 7 or 8. I believed them until my friends at school set the record straight and to this day tell the story that everyone thinks is hilarious. That from Samantha. Guys, my mind was completely blown when I found out boys could be virgins, and my mom was, in fact, not a virgin.
Mm-hmm. That's because when you ask a boy if he's a virgin, he's going to say no.
No.
Yeah. No, of course not. No, I had
sex with that girl from the other school.
Yeah.
Guys, when I turned, let's see here, I have red hair, got it from my grandma. We were proud of our gingerness. Grandpa loved it, too. Even got a license plate frame on his car that said, "Ain't no head like a redhead." Which I thought was a redhead power statement. When I turned 15, I put it all together. Grandma's name, nickname was Red.
A ginger power statement. No.
That's a bad moment, man.
Yeah. Up until I was about 14, I thought manhole cover was a naughty word. From Sandy.
That's not bad.
We would get to church.
It is now.
Get to church early so that we could get a good seat. My mom used to keep me in the church, in check at church before Mass by telling me that Father Felix, who was kneeling by the altar, was watching me. That worked until one Sunday. I could see his eyes were closed. So when Mom warned me that he was watching, I told her he wasn't watching. He's asleep.
My dad blatantly would tell stories about, like, no, Father likes the Redskins. We can leave early.
Later, Mom told him what I said, and he replied that he probably was asleep. And my favorite one from the emails for the day. Guys, I was 7 years old. I spent the night at my best friend's house, and we watched Planet of the Apes.
Okay.
So a month or so later, I was watching the news with my mom and dad, and the newscaster said that guerrilla warfare broke out in the Mideast. The first thing I thought was, oh, my God, Planet of the Apes. That from John.
Oh my God, it's all coming true.
As a child, guerrilla warfare was a tough statement.
Yeah, it took me a while to figure it out. Like, what that's so crazy. I don't know they can fire guns.
You ever seen the cinematic masterpiece, Captain Ron?
No.
Captain Ron, so. Martin Short. It's a great movie.
Oh, Martin Short's in it. Must be a cinematic masterpiece. No.
Kurt Russell, I think.
Okay. Well, he's normally pretty good.
Keep talking.
Anyhow, the dad is going into the woods there in the Caribbean, and he says, be careful, there's gorillas in there. And he's like, you know what, Captain Ron? There's only gorillas. And he's like, naming African countries. Right. He like walks in the woods, a bunch of dudes with guns. Stop him.
Vitello's on this day. Our daughter, Georges, is 12 years old, and her mom and dad want to tell her we are so proud of her and love her very much. Please give her the Germans talking about gathering eggs.
How old is she?
She is 12 years old. That from mom and dad.
Yeah, when you gather at least 12 eggs, have your parents drive you to the grocery store. You can sell them right there.
Yeah, good luck with this gathering of the eggs. Sounds like a Twitter thing.
Birthday shout out, please. Happy 21st birthday to Clayton. We love you, Spaz. Can you get a little kid fish sandwich and a suck it up cupcake, please?
Fish sandwich.
Guys, here's my husband's
suck it up cupcake.
33rd trip around the sun. He puts up with my S and vice versa. Can you get a little kid fish sandwich and some turtle sex? Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Fish sandwich.
Guys, it's my sister George's birthday. She listens to your show a lot. Could she have the Dirty Germans congratulated her for getting a new kitten named Tabitha? I am Margaret in Tacoma.
Yeah, listen, I will call your vagina whatever name you want.
Yeah, it sounds like that cat's going to be a little witchy.
Yeah.
Tabitha, isn't that a famous witch?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Does it have little whiskers on your kitty?
Does your cat ride a broom?
Yeah, I will stroke your kitty like I'm an evil villain.
So how many warts does this kitty have?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I would like to give a birthday shout out to my wonderful husband, Jeremy. He is 44, fantastic father to our 7-year-old boy, Kyle, a smart, funny, and a hard worker. I couldn't ask for a better man. How about a barbershop face sandwich and a Leroy Jenkins? Thanks, guys. You are the best.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich, maybe some dill relish in the morning, at noon, and at night.
Leroy!
I want to tell us today is my mother-in-law's birthday. She has a long, stressful day driving school buses. So can you guys please give her some turtle wax and the dirty Germans talking about driving school buses to celebrate another year? Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Drop the beat. Yeah, you like driving school buses. I would let you drive my long black school bus into your garage.
Yeah, so
and then back it out and drive it in again.
Yeah. So I like you driving this cheese bus. You know, these days, cheese only gets thrown at kids. So thank you for supporting the children.
Are you calling your penis a cheese bus?
Nine.
Olam and Olas, please give a birthday shout out to the world famous Tammy, who was on her latest 50 or something trip. How about a suck it up cupcake and the dirty Germans talking about how crazy all Tammys are? Thanks, gentlemen.
So suck it up, cupcake.
Yeah, I enjoy all of these Tammys. It's always a good time. I enjoy looking at the unicorn tattoo on each breast and sharing their pall malls.
Yeah, the only bad thing with these Tammys, you know, is those unicorns are awesome, but sometimes the tramp stamps tend to look a little old. Maybe with time we ink that back in, Tammy.
Yeah, Warrant was never that good.
Yeah, so remember, it's Tammy, so make sure she's happy or she hits you with bat.
Patrol is my hubby Dale is 52 today, longtime listener. He's a commercial fisherman, so can you please give him a fish sandwich and some very dirty German, please? Thanks, guys, appreciate it.
Fish sandwich?
Yeah, I believe that if you are treated perfectly special for your birthday, you will in fact enjoy a fish sandwich tonight.
Yeah, sounds like the perfect husband. His whole life is surrounded by the scent of fish. You know what he does well.
But he brings hush puppies to every party.
Yeah, and he's got those boots.
Yeah, skin hush puppies.
What up, fellas? Today is my dad, Dave's 61st birthday. Please give him the dirtiest Mickey and Goofy you can. He's the best dad, hands down. Thanks for all you do. Dad, love you. And you are my hero.
Well, gosh. I mean, I'm Goofy after all. I don't want to say anything that's too dirty. But I'll tell you what. I got a bit of kink in my neck, so maybe you can clean that special spot.
Yeah, it's funny. He's still a dog. Some dogs, you itch him and their leg moves. That dog, you itch him, his head moves. I don't know why.
There's you know why, Mick.
There's a spot on him. Boy, does it get him started.
They call it a sweet spot.
We need to put a coat on him every day.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday to you.
Yaz, a dirty German, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweineflash.
Coming up, another round of profile. This will drink and tell us with a shot of the day, but first.
Now, the men's room wants to know who sucks less?
Yay! Time for Who Sucks Less. Stephen Thorhill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. All of them suck in their own unique way. It is up to us to determine which of these three stories suck the least. Now, if you like the Men's Room on Facebook or you follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, the debate is already underway on who sucks less.
Yes, indeed. There are no right or wrong answers. And as we said at the top of the show, Mike best described these three stories collectively as they're all effing a-holes. That is a quote. And today we have a police officer from Las Vegas. She will be competing against a clerk at a public school from Connecticut. And then they will take on a judge from the Italy legal system. But let's start in Las Vegas, where a metropolitan police officer there, Rachel Sorkow. She was arrested on 5 counts of felony misconduct. Apparently, she abused her power to do things like look up information on other people for her friends and family. They say the long list of crimes that she committed while working for the police department includes looking up addresses, arrest records, and license plate information on potential boyfriends, girlfriends, or friends of family. Which, to be fair, I would just assume people would do, right? She would also force people to perform in her videos that she recorded on her cell phone. She mocked a mentally ill person after receiving a call. She forced him to dance on video, and by dance, specifically twerk. And after he twerked, she made him do it again. And of course, she adds commentary. Now let's go to Connecticut, where a woman by the name of Corrine Tyrone, like I said, she's a clerk at a public school there. She resigned in the wake of a video of her spitting at two black people and repeatedly using the N-bomb surfaced on social media. After her first use of the slur, one man began to rush toward her, at which point she pulled out her cell phone to begin recording the man. And she taunts him, saying, quote,
"Put your hands on me. Come on."
Now, others held the man back to avoid a direct confrontation, but the incident, which took place at a ShopRite store, well, it shows her in the presence of her children, includes her spitting on the guy as he's walking away from her. She resigned from her job instead of going through all the rigmarole. Now we go to Italy, where Italy's justice ministry has ordered a preliminary inquiry into an appeals court ruling that overturned a rape verdict, in part by arguing that the woman who was attacked was too ugly to be a credible witness. The true thing. The ruling, as you would imagine, sparked outrage in Italy, prompting a flash mob outside of the court where protesters shouted shame and held up signs saying things like indignation. Well, the appeal sentence was handed down in 2017 by an all-female panel, but the reasons behind it only emerged publicly when Italy's high court annulled it in March of this year. It was two Peruvian men. They were initially convicted of a 2015 rape of a Peruvian woman. But the Italian appeals court overturned the verdict and absolved them, finding the woman was not a credible witness, in part because they said there's no way that the two accused could find her attractive enough.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's a real thing that actually happened.
Oh, boy. What a day. Okay. Yeah.
Who cued the choir? Yeah, this is not the time.
Okay, I guess
not the lady from the video.
I'm gonna say that Italy is the worst.
All right,
that's I believe that the that's insane. Someone was raped,
and the guys were convicted.
Yeah,
and their main source of evidence to overturn it is that you believe she's too ugly.
Oh, the video. Where did this video service of the white
woman? This was in Connecticut, but it hit social media. So, I mean, it went worldwide.
All right. And she called a guy the N-word and then spit at him when he turned around to walk away?
Yeah, when he's walking away.
She spit a couple times.
She also spit on him.
I have not seen that one because I can't keep up. Okay, well, obviously, you know, people just seem to just let their true emotions go now.
Yeah.
It's a different time, so sure. I feel like, you know, like she feels that that's okay to do for whatever reason for the first time in a couple of hundred years. So even though it's bad, I think it's also interesting that, you know, you no longer have to wear a hood.
Right.
And there seems to be no fear in that. So she lost her job because of that?
Well, she resigned.
Or whatever she had to do, because if she didn't resign, she probably wasn't going to have a job.
Sure.
So, you know what? That's who she is. I'd rather know who someone is. Not that I want to be the guy involved in the situation or have the kids around her.
But that's easier to say when you're not at the
root of attack. Yes, exactly. Right. Correct.
It's all Ben Baum, like, hey, glad to know.
So I'm
going to
say that's the second worst one. I'm going to say the officer in Las Vegas sucks the least, the woman that went through records and abused her power. But as you would say, I think that a lot of people probably do that in that position. Maybe I'm wrong.
The video's bad, but I would think if I'm a cop, I'm a dude, and my daughter starts dating, so, you know, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
want to go officer.
I don't
sucks
really
the least.
Care. You're right that she did that, the officer. But I will agree. I think the Italy thing is terrible.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, right, they were already convicted. And then to say that,
right,
I mean, that's just
overturned it.
Yeah. But here's my issue with the officer in Vegas. It's like looking up people. I get it, right?
Sure.
I assume most cops do,
right,
that because they have access to
the cops,
right?
Knows you were speeding.
Like
we know you're looking things up.
Like lawyers can look someone on Facebook. Up. But yeah. you have more information you can get.
Right.
And that video of that woman, I've watched it, right? It's horrible.
Is it bad?
Yes!
Well, I haven't seen it. Oh, no, I thought you meant the woman who's making the kid twerk or the video.
No, the white woman.
All right.
It's awful, right?
She could have been in Disney World. That
oh,
video
that's what
would
I meant
bad.
To say.
Yeah. But I'm going to say the racist white woman sucks the least only because she's saying horrible things and nothing, like, nobody physically got into it, whereas this woman was raped and then you're taking advantage of a mentally ill man and
right.
making him twerk for you, which I just think is a low. Like, trust me, that woman is awful. I've seen the video.
It is, right.
But it's three awful choices.
Like you said, there's no right answer.
Yeah, I know. I just feel creepy when I have to be like, I guess I'm saying she sucks the least.
This is like a game show where they say, behind these three doors, there's nothing you want. In fact, if we give it to you, you'll be offended. Yep. But do you pick door number one, door number two, or door number three?
If you like the Men's Room on Facebook, comments are going there. Joey says, easy, it's the cop. Armando says, yep, cop it is. John goes, cop. Cop hands down from Ryan. Officer sucks the least in this case. Although still a total you-know-what, I would say the cop sucks the least.
Can
and
we
Jardin
start,
says they all suck equally.
Can we start sending these people awards like, hey, we and our listeners agreed, you suck, but you don't suck as bad as two other people.
Here's some truck nuts.
It's in the men's room. We're just guessing what you might be into. For you, here's some truck nuts.
Still a couple drinking toast with a shot of the day. The word goes to the diner. Coming up next, you are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bichola. You have entered the men's room.
Coming up, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. Another round of Profile This on the way as well. But first,
the word.
Time for the word and time for a little old school diner lingo. As the website DinerLingo.com has compiled the largest Diner Lingo dictionary in the world.
Wait, DinerLingo.com has the largest collection.
That's exactly right.
Yep. I that's the last place I would have looked.
I will give you the lingo. You tell me what you believe the term means.
Okay, babe, we are your wait staff.
We'll start.
This is how you're ordering your food.
I need an order of angels on horseback. Angels on horseback.
Angels on horseback is still dates, right?
Nope. That's the only thing that changes. So,
bacon, cheese.
Bacon wrapped around an oyster.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. That's angels on horseback.
That is not what I would have brought.
I'm going to ask for an order of baby juice. I need some baby juice, you see.
Milk.
Milk. Okay, what if I want some baby sauce?
Juice.
All right. Baby sauce.
Baby
sauce. Think about this for
apple
a second.
Apple sauce.
No.
Hey, Willie, do your thing.
Oh, booze.
No, baby sauce is actually mustard.
Babies hate mustard.
No, but anybody who's had a kid knows
right.
Baby sauce,
right.
The sauce.
It looks like the diaper.
Yeah.
Man, that is not how to describe food.
How about if I ask for a ball of fire?
Whiskey.
Yeah, I want a shot of whiskey. How about if I want a glass of battery acid? This makes perfect sense.
Coca-Cola.
Gin.
Not bad guesses. Grapefruit juice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Battery acid is grapefruit juice. How about if I want some belch water?
Beer.
Soda water.
Seltzer or soda water?
Belch water. I dig it.
It does make you burp.
What would you call a belly cheat? What is a belly cheat? This is something
a
in
salad.
The kitchen. That's not a bad guess. A belly cheat is actually an apron.
Okay.
What if on this guy, he's not being so cool, we're going to bend the crab a little bit. Bend the crab.
Break his legs.
Hit him with a knocker.
We're going to charge him a little bit more.
Oh, okay.
Yes, bend the crab.
Don't come to our restaurant. Damn.
Oh, what is a blood...
We got violent.
What is a bloodhound in the hay?
Something in hash browns.
A bloodhound? Oh, a hot dog covered in cheddar cheese.
Man, you're close. Hot dog with sauerkraut.
Okay.
What if I want chicks on a raft? Chicks on a raft. Chicks on a raft.
How many eggs? Sunny side on something.
Like on a shingle.
Oh, eggs Benedict?
Eggs on toast.
Okay.
Chicks on a raft. What if I order a cluck and grunt?
Chicken and grits?
Eggs and bacon. You're close. What is a choker hole?
A choker
hole. I want a dozen choker holes.
Oh, donuts.
Donuts, yes. What if I want to give me a hamburger and drag that one through Wisconsin for me?
Jeez.
Oh, jeez.
Jeez, is it?
I thought I was like, get it drunk.
What if I'm going to drown the kids in the kitchen?
Jesus.
Drown the kids in the kitchen.
So.
It's got to be eggs covered in hollandaise?
I'm boiling the eggs.
Wow.
What if I want a bowl of elephant dandruff?
Got a cheese.
Cornflake cereal. I don't know where you got that. What if I say, yeah, hey, give that thing shoes or go for a walk with that, please?
Cook it longer.
It's a takeout order from the diner like.
Okay. Right.
How about halitosis? I need some halitosis
garlic.
On that.
Garlic. Yeah, that's exactly right.
We did heart attack on Iraq. Hold the grass and hold the hail. Do you know the difference?
Hold the hail. No ice.
No ice. Hold the grass.
No lettuce.
And finally, I need some Italian perfume with that.
Marinara.
Garlic.
Whoa, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast an anonymous student at the Wichita Falls Career Education Center in what state, Tex? Ted?
Wichita, Kansas.
Wrong. That'd be in Texas.
I should have said Texas.
It was right there. It was right. I know. A recent class assignment, it has students to assume the persona of any Marvel Comics character, and then you write a resume, a cover letter, fundamental skills in the years to come, etc., right? So it's like you're applying for a job, all this stuff, but you're the persona of a Marvel Comics character. But everything you do is from the point of view of that character. So one enterprising student, he did manage to get an A on the assignment. Can you guess what Marvel character he would assume? He did the cover letter, resume, talked about his future, things that he's accomplished.
Batman.
Black Panther.
First of all, DC, Batman's right. DC. Yeah, not right. Black Panther. No.
Spider-Man.
No.
Iron Man.
No.
Thanos.
He came up with the greatest
ever. Black Panther.
Groot from Guardians of the Galaxy. So everything was I am Groot. Every single thing was I am Groot because that's the only thing that Groot ever says. The teacher decided to go ahead and give him an A because he said, look, this is what I asked him to do. That's the persona he came up with. And frankly, you don't know what I am Groot is, so his resume could be outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
It might be terrible. You just don't know.
Work the system.
That was brilliant. Brilliant.
That's how you get educated.
Right. So we pour this booze and we drink booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola.
Let's get a contestant on the line for profile. This will take caller 9 now at 844-999-HOLA.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.